Maybe we'll just take the last couple of minutes. Many have been asking about the the history of the refugees, and so it was mentioned in our brothers' meeting that perhaps I'd give a couple of words of what took place to bring that about yesterday. First of all, it started about 2 years ago when a young sister in our meeting, I think at that time she'd had 93 birthdays, gave me an article saying that the refugees coming to Canada, the world was coming here, and we had many opportunities to preach the gospel in our own neighborhood. And it gave me a little nudge. Contact at the cultural center in London, and was turned down flat. We weren't allowed to have anything to do with the refugees' faith. We could feed them, we could educate their children, we could give them hospitalization, but their faith was out of bounds. Of course, I wasn't very happy about that, and it's bothered me somewhat for a year. And about 3 months ago, I have a scribbler by the phone, and looking for something else, I came across the cultural center's phone number. I said to Lorraine, "What do you think?" And she said, "Well, you got turned down pretty hard last year. It's up to you, dear." So I picked up the phone and I called them, and I got a gentleman, and he said, "Send us an email of what you want to do." And so we did. And made a decision then that we were going to leave it entirely to the Lord. I wasn't going to call in another week and say, "Hi, did you get my email or anything?" It took approximately a month for the phone to ring, and it was a lady saying, "I've got your email, and I like your proposal. Can we get together?" And so, of course, we did, and found a totally different attitude from this lady and another gentleman that was with her, in that I told them that we wanted to preach the gospel and made it very clear the gospel that we wanted to preach. And she said, "Well, you have every right to be able to present your faith to them. Leave them to accept it on their own. Don't hand out, force them to take literature or anything like that." Asked her how we were going to be able to put this thing together, because I didn't know them. I didn't know their names, couldn't speak their language or anything. And she said, "Go home and order your bus." And she said, "I will put the people on the bus." And Sarah that was Hannah that was here last night, personally contacted each one of those and got them on the bus. Lorraine and I had nothing to do but pray. And so we talked with her about a week ago, and she told us she had 45 coming. And as you know, they did come last night. So the Lord really opened the door this year. And when she left last night, she was extremely happy and said anytime we wanted to get involved in activities to let her know, and we'd sit down and talk about them. So we would really, really value your prayers for the future if the Lord leaves us here. You know that the world has a saying that there's only two things that are certain. I won't tell you what they are because you already know. I say there's two things that are certain. That's the Lord's coming and that we're going to spend eternity with Him. But it does say, "Occupy until I come." So we'd really, really value your prayers for not just Lorraine and I, but the local assembly, that this open door, we would be given God's wisdom and strength to know what He has for us with these refugees. There's about 100 of them come every month into the city of London. There's well over 2,000 of them there now. And apparently, others are telling me, we had about six countries represented here last night. with the 44 people that were on the bus. It has been a total encouragement to Lorraine and I, and how it all the Lord brought it all together. As I say, he opened the door at the cultural center, and it kind of came to a, shall we say, a head yesterday when we ended the meeting here about 24 hours ago. Your brother gave out that hymn, "Bring Them In." And then, I don't know how many in 15 minutes, but a number of brothers prayed. And I've never felt the exercise of the entire group in the way that we did. And Lorraine and I spoke about it together in the hotel room last night, that it just was amazing feeling that how we really felt the Lord undertaking. And not the least of which, when we were making these plans, they said the cultural center said they would send a staff and a translator, and so we went around the assembly and so forth and how we were going to do the things like translating or whatever. And then the Lord said, "No, I've got more," and that was Moza. I can't express it, okay? The Lord just kept bringing things together, and the encouragement that you've all been yesterday and over these 3 days, 2.5 days, I've never felt the like of it before. It's been a wonderful, wonderful feeling, and I really do thank you and appreciate your prayers. I would suggest, obviously, that you would continue to pray for us here. And I would suggest that if you have refugees in your part of the world, that you maybe want to think about it. If there's a center where they take care of them as to educating kids and doing all kinds of stuff for them, you may be able to approach them as we did in London, and there may be a work that we can have with these people. They've come from countries where war and bombings, and it's all that they've known. They've never known peace. And so if we can bring them the gospel of peace, but above all, that there may be that which was for the Lord's glory and for his honor, and that there would be salvation brought to souls. Maybe we just close with a word of prayer. Our God and our Father, we look up to thee now, and we thank thee for the message that we just had before us, and how when thou dost look down in the days of Noah and see the corruption, and thou dost say, "I will destroy man from off the face of the earth." And Lord, thou didst reduce the population of this world to 8 souls. We look forward to thy coming, and some would think that thy coming has been delayed many times. But Lord, surely when thou lookest down now and see this world, the corruption that exists, it's certainly like the days of Noah. And so this would just give our hearts to rejoice that this, it may be, it's getting so close till thou would say to thy son, "Son, go claim thy bride." And we would be taken from this scene and go into that scene where there is no more sin, no more sickness, no more sorrow. Those are all things that we can enter into, but blessed Savior, we can never enter into the fact until we're there what it will be to be with thee and to see thy face. We pray that thou wilt keep the hope of thy coming before our hearts, for this is the one thing that would encourage us and strengthen us to go on. Now we think of how there are those that are traveling on the roads at the present time and those that will soon be. We ask thy care over them. We thank thee for each one that was able to come and had the desire to come. And may there be real blessing in each one of our lives and real glory brought to thyself and to thy blessed person. And so we just thank thee and leave all in thy worthy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.